Oral comprehension. Listening 1. You will hear listening 1 twice. Listen carefully and tick the correct answer. Now, look at the questions for this part. You have 2 minutes. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. The birthday party.
Hi, Tom. It's me, Beth. I'm calling about John's birthday party.
Hi. I've been very busy with my exams and I completely forgot about it.
Don't worry. We still have tomorrow to prepare everything. We need to buy snacks, drinks, and the ingredients for the cake. How about tomorrow morning?
I can't. I have an appointment with the doctor. Could we meet in the afternoon at around 4?
Fine. We can go to the supermarket at the corner. It's near.
I'd prefer the bigger supermarket in the square. It usually has great offers.
But that's quite far away, and the bags will be very heavy. Is there a bus we can catch?
No, but they deliver.
Great. We need 6 big colas, lemonade, 3 packets of crisps, salted biscuits and everything for the cake. Jem is getting the pizzas. Why don't we make a plain sponge cake with strawberry jam? It's easy to make.
Yes, but John loves chocolate. What about a chocolate cake? We need 200 grams of flour and 200 grams of sugar, 60 grams of butter, 3 eggs, 1 packet of baking powder and 2 bars of chocolate. How many people are coming?
Jem, Ted, Charlie, Jimmy, Tessa, and 4 of her music band friends, and both of us.
Oh, what about John's girlfriend, Tammy?
She broke it off last Monday.
Oh, he must be a bit down. We should look after him. See you tomorrow at 4 at the supermarket. Bye.
Bye.
Now, listen again. The birthday party.
Hi, Tom. It's me, Beth. I'm calling about John's birthday party.
Hi. I've been very busy with my exams and I completely forgot about it.
Don't worry. We still have tomorrow to prepare everything. We need to buy snacks, drinks, and the ingredients for the cake. How about tomorrow morning?
I can't. I have an appointment with the doctor. Could we meet in the afternoon at around 4?
Fine. We can go to the supermarket at the corner. It's near.
I'd prefer the bigger supermarket in the square. It usually has great offers.
But that's quite far away, and the bags will be very heavy. Is there a bus we can catch?
No, but they deliver.
Great! We need 6 big colas, lemonade, 3 packets of crisps, salted biscuits and everything for the cake. Jem is getting the pizzas. Why don't we make a plain sponge cake with strawberry jam? It's easy to make.
Yes, but John loves chocolate. What about a chocolate cake? We need 200 grams of flour and 200 grams of sugar, 60 grams of butter, 3 eggs, 1 packet of baking powder and 2 bars of chocolate. How many people are coming?
Jem, Ted, Charlie, Jimmy, Tessa and 4 of her music band friends, and both of us.
Oh, what about John's girlfriend, Tammy?
She broke it off last Monday.
Oh, he must be a bit down. We should look after him. See you tomorrow at 4 at the supermarket. Bye.
Bye.
You have 1 minute to look through the questions and check your answers. Oral comprehension, listening 2. You will hear listening 2 twice. Listen carefully and tick the correct answer. Now, look at the questions for this part. You have 2 minutes. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Sport and Peace Day. Good afternoon. This is Meg Taylor from the Student School Council. I am going to talk about the International Sport and Peace Day and how we will celebrate it. International Sport and Peace Day is held every year on the 6th of April to promote sport, peace, tolerance and understanding. The United Nations first proclaimed it in August 2013. but it wasn't universally commemorated until 2014. Our school started celebrating this day in 2017, but this year we're going big. There will be regular classes during the first three periods. After that, there will be a free healthy breakfast for everyone that will consist of milk or juice, a small sandwich, and a piece of fruit. We need volunteers to prepare the sandwiches and hand out the packs. The activities will start after breakfast and we will be all involved. Tomorrow there will be a list of the different activities to choose from in each classroom. You only have to write your name down on the three activities that you would like to do. At the end of the week, we will collect all the lists. And the timetable for the day will be available on our website on the 1st of April. Most of the activities will take place outdoors, although Zumba and spinning sessions will be indoors. There will also be a photo exhibition in the hall. If you would like to show your work, please contact Miss Jones, the art teacher. To volunteer as a referee, assistant, or organizer of an activity, please contact any member of the council. Thank you.
Now, listen again.
Sport and Peace Day. Good afternoon. This is Meg Taylor from the Student School Council. I am going to talk about the International Sport and Peace Day and how we will celebrate it. International Sport and Peace Day is held every year on the 6th of April to promote sport, peace, tolerance and understanding. The United Nations first proclaimed it in August 2013, but it wasn't universally commemorated until 2014. Our school started celebrating this day in 2017, but this year we're going big. There will be regular classes during the first three periods. After that, there will be a free healthy breakfast for everyone that will consist of milk or juice, a small sandwich, and a piece of fruit. We need volunteers to prepare the sandwiches and hand out the packs. The activities will start after breakfast and we will be all involved. Tomorrow there will be a list of the different activities to choose from in each classroom. You only have to write your name down on the three activities that you would like to do. At the end of the week, we will collect all the lists. And the timetable for the day will be available on our website on the 1st of April. Most of the activities will take place outdoors, although Zumba and spinning sessions will be indoors. There will also be a photo exhibition in the hall. If you would like to show your work, please contact Miss Jones, the art teacher. To volunteer as a referee, assistant, or organizer of an activity, please contact any member of the council. Thank you.
That's the end of the oral test.